You are listening to Backspace 17, Lord of the Medallions. Through the creation of this audiobook version of the core series, I've reconnected with some earlier fans of the paperback books. Recently, I heard from Michael, who gave me an encouraging review when the print version first came out. Actually, it caught me off guard, for Michael sent a note that said this: "As a die-hard Lord of the Rings fan, I was skeptical about this new fantasy book, but now it has a spot on my bookshelf just down from Tolkien." In the very first Backspace podcast from 6 months ago, I told you the story of my grade 3 teacher in Creston, British Columbia, and how she introduced me to the love of fantasy literature by reading our class one chapter of The Hobbit each day at school. At that time, I didn't like reading. I played with Lego, I explored outdoors, but after the reading of The Hobbit, I was hooked, and I began to read voraciously. There wasn't enough time in the day to read all the books I was collecting. To put this into perspective, I remind you that our family did not have a television, nor was there any science fiction or fantasy books or actually much literature in the home. Waking up to discover there was an entire world of fantastic books waiting for me within the public library was nothing short of an epiphany in the truest sense of the word. The fact that these books could also transport me out to the very stars I was looking up at in my backyard awakened my imagination and fueled my desire to read even more, and eventually the desire to write a book of my own. J.R. Tolkien was my hero, and the part of his personal story that I came to love was the fact that he also wrote The Hobbit for his own children and was not looking from the outset to get published. I relate to that, as I had no intentions myself to put my work out to you, the general public. It started as a story for my son, Jaron, and later for my daughter, Elisa. And incidentally, she has just launched her own children's story that she's written about the Ford Transit van that she and I camperized these last few years. Back to Tolkien. I loved that he wanted to create all the various aspects for his book. He drew his own cover art. He created a language for his book. So following in his footsteps, I did the same for my book project. Not that I thought my story would live up to his standards, but because I thought it was so imaginative and I wanted to do the same. And that is what made Michael's review so meaningful to me, that he would recognize my story as being good enough to place it somewhere on that shelf down from Tolkien. That is the highest praise I think I could have ever imagined, and it has inspired me to be considered worthy of being on that same shelf even as I work on this audiobook version. This has been Backspace Podcast number 17, the story behind the core series. Thanks so much for listening, and please continue to invite others to join us on the adventure.